Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bert Show.
So Jeff's not here today. Let's go back, rewind even a little bit further than that. During the summer, we had this idea to all go to a psychic and get psychic reading done for the summer to see which psychic was most accurate just for the summer.
Right.
And it turned out that most of our psychics weren't real good.
Oh, mine was horrible.
Yeah, Melissa's hit at about 10%. Is yours any good?
None of mine has come true.
Nope, because apparently I'm supposed to have moved in with a guy already.
That's right.
No.
I'm moving back in with your mom. That didn't count.
Oh, perfect. The same thing.
It was inconsequential what she said. Just didn't resonate at all. But Jeff's, now that we're looking at, Jeff's is the one that seems to be more accurate than any of ours.
And it's over the phone.
Yeah, the psychic is over the phone. And isn't this one of the ones that Kim from Real Housewives told him about?
Right.
That she goes to see this woman in L.A.? Apparently, this woman's like a really big deal.
So for a while there, it looked like Jeff wasn't even going to be part of the Bert Show anymore because his contract expired. And he really got into this pissing match with the owners, Cumulus. And it didn't look like he was coming back. So one of you guys called up and referred us back to the psychic, and we found this audio at that time.
I don't know what your plans are, but you've got your own label for something. Now, I don't mean just something that you put on an envelope when you're sending your mail out.
Okay.
So there's a label. You could have a label for something. There's something, a clothing label. I don't know, but they're just saying your own label is going to be in the works for you.
Okay.
Your life's going to go to better things, Jeff, and you're going to have your own situation, your own situation. There's something of your own coming.
Okay.
This is really good. Your name will become strong.
All right, so at that point we thought, okay, if she's right, Jeff is leaving the Bert Show, and it's going to be the Jeff Show somewhere. Could have been Atlanta, could be Philly, could be anywhere, but as luck would have it, at least in this situation, she was wrong and he's still part of the show. Then Josh went back and listened to a little bit more today. She starts talking like specifically about L.A.
Now, I don't know how often you've been here or if at all, but Hollywood you will touch. So you'll be coming here at some point for something.
Sometime in the next few months or?
This year.
Okay.
You will touch on business. Somebody's telling me people like what you do, but you must remain grounded.
Okay.
Okay, just keep your feet on the ground. Oh,
so that's where she lost me on Jeff being grounded, because that can't ever happen.
Yeah, well, that's already lost.
But the whole going out to L.A., I mean, she says, she pinpoints Los Angeles.
Really,
and that's why he's there, is because he's pitching TV ideas.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wow. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then, I think you do get a psychic that knows what they're doing.
So
I think there's enough Miss Cleos out there that sort of tarnish the industry for everybody. But every now and then, I think one hits. When I was doing a show in Dallas, we had a psychic come in. And no, I was in Washington, D.C. at the time. And I think that was actually, it might have been John Edwards. I'm not sure. And I asked him, because I was in sort of the same place that Jeff was, is should I stay in D.C.? Should I go and try and do my own thing? So off the air, I asked him, and he said, you should go and do your own thing. And he said, I envision you leaving Washington. And he drew sort of this really, really archaic map of the United States, and he circled Georgia on the map.
No way.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. It was years and years ago before I took the job at Q100.
That's insane.
Like, and in some cases, you want to say that, you know, they put the idea in your head, so you follow that idea. But in this case, I was just going to the radio station that was going to have me. Yeah. And it just happened to be in Atlanta.
I definitely think that there are plenty of people who have the gift of all kinds of gifts. It's just the ones that really promote to try to make money off of it, I think, is what makes people skeptical. And that's what makes me skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that, I'm amazed that she can do anything over the phone for Jeff.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was somebody who talked to somebody, you know, he was referred to her. You know, instead of it being like this big TV commercial to call now and that kind of thing. I think the people that have the biggest gift probably are the people that are trying to get away from it as much as possible. And if they do make money off of it, or if they just, they finally have to give in and use that as their life because the voices won't stop or whatever, don't really promote it as much. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah. I think I told you guys about Stacey's best friend, Carrie, up in D.C. also went to a psychic, and she said to Carrie that within the next couple of months, somebody from the military is going to walk in your life and they're going to be an important person in your life. And like 4 months later, she ended up in like this really serious move-in relationship with a guy that was a Marine.
Wow.
Weird.
I mean, it's coincidence? I don't know.
But then I went to a psychic in New Orleans one time, and it was a palm reader, and I thought, well, I've never had this done. Now, mind you, I had a medical ID bracelet on at the time with the big medical symbol on it, and he was talking about my long, healthy life and all these things.
Oh, God.
With you know, the snake going around the medical symbol staring at his face, but he just didn't catch that clue for some reason.
Hey, Zach, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Y'all are great.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I was just thinking that maybe when the psychic said Jeff needed to stay grounded, she could have been referring to him keeping his head during negotiations with corporate.
Yeah, maybe. Because, I mean, he came back on and he actually used the words humbled by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, humbled by all the feedback he got. So, if this isn't making any sense to you, Jeff is out in L.A. right now and he's pitching a couple of different stories to producers and writers and creators that are really interested in some of the storylines he has for TV.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
He's in L.A. right now.
Yeah.
So he'll let you know on Monday how it all went.
Awesome. Now, I don't know how often you've been here, or if at all, but Hollywood, you will touch. So you'll be coming here at some point for something.
Sometime in the next few months, or?
This year.
Okay.
You will touch on business. Somebody's telling me, people like what you do, but you must remain grounded.
Okay.
Okay, just keep your feet on the ground.
All right, so that was his psychic from the summer.
Whoa.
Here, Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.